So the question was asked, is it permissible to kill the gay people? So the answer is that halachically today we cannot administer the death penalty. Even when we could administer the death penalty, that would require a court and witnesses coming before the court saying we warned the person that the act that he is doing is punishable by death and we witnessed him doing this act. So we don't have any of that today. We don't have a court that can punish with the death penalty, and you definitely don't have witnesses who could say we warned him and he, right after hearing the warning, he went ahead and performed this act. So I don't think it is right to say that anyone can God forbid kill a person for being gay. We have to recognize that every person has tendencies and every person has weaknesses and every person has desires. And just because one person has a desire to live this type of lifestyle doesn't mean that we hate him. He has a weakness and he might have fallen into that weakness and performed acts that are wrong. It is wrong of him to flaunt the weakness. Just like if a person who was a murderer was walking around with a big sign, I'm a murderer, we'd say you're nuts, you're a disgrace to society. So too, if a person is going to walk around and say, I'm proud to be a sinful Jew, I'm proud that I'm doing this sin. So we say that's wrong. It's wrong to be proud of it. The fact that this is the lifestyle they're leading, well, that's also wrong. That's a sin. That's prohibited. But our job isn't to judge a person. Meaning, they're doing something wrong, but they have a desire to do that thing that's wrong. We have a desire to talk Lashon Hara, and we speak Lashon Hara. I'm not coming to equate the two. Living that type of lifestyle is hideous. The Torah says it's toeva. But we also have to understand, to a certain extent, that there is a Yetzer Hara for it. There is a Yetzer, there is a desire for it, and these people have fallen prey to the Yetzer Hara. Part of it is they don't begin to understand that the Torah is right. I mean, all the people who are driving on Shabbos also don't begin to understand that the Torah is right. But they're not having a parade in which they're proclaiming, we're proud, we're Mechal al Shabbos.
Actually, they do.
They do?
Okay. They do because they hold on Shabbat in the Karei name of the Shabbos. And also
think that really many people do that on purpose.
Okay, so there are two issues here. What they're doing is sinful. But if it were just that, we wouldn't be running around and telling them, you're wrong, you're sinning. Because that's not the way you help a person overcome his sin. And this is a very difficult sin to overcome. But if they're going to try and legitimize the sin, if they're going to walk around and say we're proud of the sins we're doing, then we say, wait a second, that's wrong. You can't walk around our streets and say we're proud of being sinful. And this sin goes to the core of Jewish life. One of the things that have always held the Jewish people together is our family. Everyone knows that one of the most beautiful things, if not the most beautiful thing that Judaism gives us, is the family life. What these people are doing is destroying that. And it's destroying everything. But at the same time, we're not coming and saying, we hate you because you're sinning. Many people are sinning. This is a hideous sin. At the same time, they have a Yetzer Hara for that sin. We'd love to help them overcome their Yetzer Hara, their desire. They have a responsibility to overcome that desire and live proper lives. But the reason we're protesting here is we're protesting the fact that they're walking around saying we're proud of it. That's wrong. You can't be proud of doing something that's wrong.
Yeah. And